This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
And the only capacity for the devil to get a hold of you is through your soul. Because he has a bit of advantage, because when your old nature was there, it created the software in your soul. And the impulses of your soul minister to your body to carry it out. But when you got born again, you still had the same software. So if you don't deal with the software, you're not going to be able to change the impulses of your life or your body.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
This morning, I want to talk to you about victory over sinful behavior. We talked about some things last week. It was pretty radical. But now we do want to focus in on the action piece and show you why and how to gain victory over it. Let's begin this morning in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, and then Galatians chapter 2 and 20, and establish some things here. Galatians 5 and 17, he says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," so something happens when you get born again and you get in Christ, "he is a new creature." So when you get born again, the old man passes away, and you are gifted with the new creation that now lives in you. He is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What passed away? What died when you got born again? Your old nature, the sin nature, passed. That nature that allowed you to do all kinds of ungodly, crazy things, it left. You now have a new nature, and behold, with this new nature, that new nature is perfect, flawless, cannot sin, just like God. And it's trying to get us to understand how to allow Him the freedom to impact a soul that has been infected by that old man, thus impacting a body that follows the impulses of that old man. So you see, you can buy a brand new computer and keep the same software, and you're going to get the same output. So likewise, you got a brand new creation, but you can't keep the same software, or you're going to keep getting the same impulses and outputs. Does everybody understand that? All right, now go to Galatians chapter 2 and 20. Galatians 2 and 20. And here's what he says. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I'm not living anymore, but it's Christ that's living in me." So that new creation is literally God in you. God in flesh. Glory to God again. He is living in you. "And the life which I now live in the flesh," he says, "I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and he gave himself for me." And then in 2 Peter chapter 1 and 4, 2 Peter chapter 1 and 4. Ooh, boy. He says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, colon. Now watch him finish this. That by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Underline partakers of the divine nature. What is he talking about? You are now going to partake of that, of the new creation that's on the inside of you. The new creature on the inside of you, he says, he wants you to be a partaker of the new creation, of, and he calls it the divine nature, the God nature. The nature you have after you get born again is the God nature, and he wants you to be a partaker of it. And then he tells us how. He says, through the precious promises, and I never got that. Basically, what he was saying was, if you're going to be a partaker of this divine nature, the precious promises of God are going to have to do something with that software. So you can be a partaker of the divine nature. You have a divine nature that you're supposed to be being a partaker of. And then he says you can escape the corruption that is in the world through the intense lust. Now follow me carefully. Fish swim because it's their nature. Birds fly because it's their nature. I mean, if we tried to fly, I mean, just think about it. If we climbed on top of this roof and if we tried to fly, we would quickly find out that's not our nature. Are you following me? All right, now watch this. People who are not born again, people who are not saved, sinners, they're called, they sin because it's their nature. Before you got born again, what you did and how you behaved, you did it because that was your nature. How many of you know you can't turn a mule into a racehorse? Why? Because they have two different natures. And in the same way that sinners sin because it's their nature, righteous people live righteously because that is our new nature as new creations. So we have the new nature of God to live righteously, and it can be done because it is our nature to do right. And when we don't, you somehow experience the impulses of that new creation on the inside of you. You're a born-again Christian. You just cut somebody out. Now you're feeling some kind of way. Why? You didn't used to feel that kind of way when you was cussing somebody out. You cussed them out and said, I'd do it again if they showed up. But now you got a new nature that's sending these impulses that say, I don't feel right about that. So now you experience guilt because there's a contradiction that's living inside of you now. Your behavior from your old nature is contradicting your new creation. So you might do it, but you're not gonna ever be able to do it again without having to sense that contradiction. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That is, and I go back and forth with this, but that is an interesting way to confirm that you got a new nature in you. You have a new nature in you that is not going to agree with the contradiction. Praise God. A new nature. Now listen to me carefully as we continue to work on this, to break this down. Let me say this. The grace of God is not the license to sin. And the reason why the grace of God is not the license to sin is because of the new nature. The new nature is trying to get you to live right. You're the righteousness of God. Now, this is for all the people who want to take, you're the righteousness of God by grace, but you can still sin because God done already forgiven you. See, that's not going to work because even if you know you're the righteousness of God, and if you go and still sin, and you'll still do some things in this body, but you're going to have to deal with the new nature that's trying to conquer all of that old stuff we got. Look at 1 John chapter. Now, before we go there, let's go to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. We are now recreated in the image of God. We are now recreated in the image of God. Now, let me tell you a truth, and you can't forget it. It's easy to wipe it out of your thinking. But what you see right now is the house that Creflo Dollar lives in. All right? And what I see right now is the houses that you guys abide in. So you are not your house. Your house is your earth suit. Your house is your dwelling place. You are a spirit being. And that spirit being has now been impacted by the new creation, where you and God now abide in the same place, and your spirit has already been made perfect because God came in. You're already perfect. You're one-third perfect. So the only part of you that can go to heaven is ready. You're heaven ready right now. Say out loud, I'm heaven ready. So you are a spirit being. You have a soul. That's your mind, your will, your emotions, your thinking, your feeling, your choosing. You have a soul. Say out loud, I have a soul. So you see where we got confused in church. We were using spirit and soul interchangeably as if they were one. There is a distinction between your spirit and your soul. Your spirit is who you are. Your soul is what you have. Your body is where you live. Y'all come on. Jesus might come back. We ready. I need you to know you ever ready. So all that junk the devil tried to tell you, you need to let him know. Bruh, are you talking to my house or are you talking to me? Because if you're talking to me, I'm heaven ready. And the only capacity for the devil to get a hold of you is through your soul. Because he has a bit of advantage, because when your old nature was there, it created the software in your soul. And the impulses of your soul minister to your body to carry it out. But when you got born again, you still had the same software. So if you don't deal with the software, you're not going to be able to change the impulses of your life or your body. Do you understand what I'm saying? So whatever you're doing in behavior is a result of the software that hadn't been changed yet. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. But the software can no longer impact the real you, because the real you is flawless, perfect, sinless, in God, in Christ, sealed with the Holy Ghost. And whenever you walk out your house, you walk to heaven because you're heaven ready. Are y'all following me now? All right, now. If you got that piece, you're going to be able to handle this. If you didn't get that piece, you're getting ready to get lost. 1 John 3, Colossians 10, excuse me, Colossians 3:10. All right. And have put on the new man. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. So the new creation you have, your new creation in God, right there, one and one. You have put that on. The old is gone. You've put on the new one. All right, now watch this. Go to 1 John 3, 8 and 9. I'm going to read to you a scripture that used to bother me. In fact, it used to scare me. In fact, it used to bother a lot of people. Maybe you've never read it before, but you'll see immediately why. 1 John chapter 3 and 8, and it caused a lot of confusion in the body of Christ because of lacking the understanding of what I just took you through. All right. So last week we talked about the sin man, the noun. We'll talk more about it today. But today we're spending more time on the sinning behavior. And he says, he that committeth sin, that's verb, he that committeth sin, is of the devil. All right, now stop. Now you see what the problem is. Because now I'm saved. And I committed a sin. And according to this, you are of the devil. I'm like, oh, Lord, you just said I was of you. And now what I did now makes me of the devil. Watch now. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. You see the problem here? You over here and did something, and then it says if you're really born of God, you don't commit sin. But you're committing it. But you're not supposed to commit it because you're born of God. Well, maybe I'm not born of God, which means maybe I am of the devil. Right? You see where that can come from, right? Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin. He cannot sin. And now you're looking at your life, yes, I can. But he said he cannot sin because he's born of God. And so this has been taught to tell you you cannot sin. Can you imagine the conviction and the condemnation and all that stuff comes? Because you didn't know how to read this. Also, let's break it down. The first question is, what is born of God? It's our new creation. It is our spirit that is born of God. When you got born again, your soul didn't get born again. Your body didn't get born again. Your spirit man got born again. So we are talking about the new creation. You, we're talking about your spirit. What is born again? It is my spirit. It is the new creation. So this means that our spirit cannot sin because his seed is in us. It is our spirit that got born again. His seed is in our spirit. He's in our spirit. And your spirit man cannot sin. It is perfect. It is flawless. It is Jesus possessed. It is heaven ready. It cannot sin. You who are born again are walking around one-third perfect. The real you is your what? Spirit, soul, or body? The real you is your spirit. Your spirit never desires to sin and will never sin. This is who we really are. But we treat that like, oh, well, that's just a fantasy. That ain't the truth. And you don't even know how true that is until you die. Because when you die, the only thing, your body, you're going to move out. Here it is. You're going to move out of the house. You are now going to become aware of the real you. Death is going to be so awesome because you won't even know it really happened. When you move, you're going to step out the house, and maybe he'll let you look back and see, that's my body. But you're going to literally, you're going to literally move from one dimension to another dimension, and you're going to slip out of your physical dimension house into a spiritual house with your real you, and everything now is more real than what you thought was real when you were in your physical body. That's why you are not ever be scared of death. And that's what the devil will put on you. Like, wait a minute. Whether here or there. Paul said it like this. He said, tell the truth, I don't know at this point whether it's going to be more beneficial for me to stay here with y'all or go over here where I know about it. And then he started looking at the world and said, oh, Jesus, I need to stay here. All right, now watch this. All right, so the real you, this is so amazing. The real you resembles your earth suit. It's kind of like the pattern for your earth suit came from the real you. I know you can't see it right now, but I got to see it. The pattern of this came from your real outfit. When we see one another in heaven, we're going to see one another at the best possible state of appearance that we have ever seen one another, maybe in your 20s. But you're going to look at one another and like, Francine, that's you? You're going to say, girl, don't it look good? And that's the pattern. I have evidence that's just popping in my mind. The physical tabernacle is an exact duplicate of the heavenly tabernacle. The heavenly tabernacle doesn't look like the physical tabernacle. The physical tabernacle took its pattern from the heavenly tabernacle. Just like your physical body got its pattern from your spiritual body. Hallelujah. We got to be careful, boy. You got raptured up in here. You get to listen to the stuff we know. Whoosh, somebody said, what happened? That'd be so cool if God gave us 2 seconds to just woof, woof, whoa, whoa. Do it again. Woof, woof, hey. Tear this church up. Everybody be on this. Hey. Kelabashu tererabakusha labasha. Now, since we are still in our bodies and in this world, we might still sin. There's really no might to it because 1 John 1:8, not that, see, here's the thing about it. You think you're going to still sin the same sin. You got new creation in you. You are transforming. You're transforming out of certain things in your life into certain things you hadn't been in. So when I say we still sin, I don't think you're still sinning like you used to sin. All right, how you used to sin was based on the nature that you had to sin. But since you've been born again, the sin has diminished in how it looks with somebody who perfect. Because the new creation is working on your desires. That's his way in. I'm working on taking away the old want-tos, giving you some new want-tos. And some of you can take a little look back and you can't even figure out, why is it that I don't want the thing I used to be addicted to? Why is it that I don't want to even say the stuff I've always used to saying? Because you got the new creation releasing impulses and impacting your desire, the Bible says, to do what pleases God. The new creation wants you to do what pleases God. See, I got to be careful because I got a generation that's looking for an excuse to want to be saved and fleshy at the same time.
Believers, are you equipped for battle? In these last days, our minds are the battlefield and arena of our faith. In the 5-part series, How to Maintain Your Righteous Stance, Creflo Dollar uncovers how we get the upper hand in this fight. For a love gift of only $30 for CDs or $40 for DVDs, you can grab a copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit creflodollarministries.org and click eStore. Prepare to win.
Join Creflo and Taffy Dollar for a three-day life-changing celebration. July 11th through 13th at World Changers Church International for our annual Grace Life Conference. We're kicking off this year's conference with inspirational singer and songwriter Doe Jones. General session times are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Ministers and leaders, don't miss the 5 p.m. just for you. Text Grace Life, one word, to 51555 and register today.
Do you have a burning desire to see lives changed by the gospel of grace? If so, prayerfully consider supporting Creflo Dollar Ministries financially. You may not be called to preach in a pulpit or perform missions work in another country, but you assist those who are called to do these things each time you give financial gifts to this ministry. God bless you, and I'll see you next time right here on Changing Your World.
To support our kingdom mission of winning souls for Jesus, you may call us or give online at CreflodollarMinistries.org. Thank you for giving and enabling us to share this gospel of grace all over the world.
As we wrap up today's broadcast, I'd like to take a moment to pray for you. I don't ever want to take for granted that you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. There's no better way to embark upon a new stage in your life than to enter into a personal relationship with Christ. So if you want to become born again and begin an exciting, intimate relationship with Jesus, pray this prayer with me now. Heavenly Father, come into my heart. Save me. I receive you now by faith, and I declare in Jesus' name that I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.